many, many of the Shoyim, Achoyim wrote on Avos, says, by no way that we can exhaust, there's no way that we can say over all the Pshatim, and many times, even Al Derech HaPshat, it's amazing, maybe it's true in all Mishnayos, even Al Derech HaPshat, in spending a lot of time as Ben Azmanim, I spent a good portion learning Avos, there's so many Pshatim in each Mishnah, Al Derech HaPshat. So I do understand there's many Pshatim, and we're going to pick one or two ideas on Mishnayos. I'm picking ideas that I want to speak about, and I'm trying not to be repetitious for the last time, since a good few of them here was there last time. So I'm going to try to pick new ideas, ideas I want to speak about, but I certainly am aware, there are many, many other Pshatim, so not to leave out. And I'm going to generally not quote that much, just because I think it will be not a smooth way of doing it. I think certainly it's not my own Torah. Anything good you hear is not my own. Just to try to go through it, Derech HaPshat, to try to go through it. The reason, there's many reasons brought, and we'll discuss maybe two reasons why it's called Avos. Why is it called Pirkei Avos? One possibility is the Rashi in Bava Kama says, Avos kori lahachtik sivim b'kura behedya. Avos are things that are open in the Torah, explicit. People feel that Nidus, for some reason there's a feeling out there that Nidus has no source, like in the Torah. Like there's the Dinim in the Torah, you understand. Nidus, that's like optional, arbitrary, as if like there's no source. The Mishnayos of the old Midas are called Avos because they're Behegi Psukim. V'halachta v'drachav, v'akriach kamoichav, they're klagod v'atayra, v'halachta v'drachav. So the Avos, the Dhammat is Perek, and the name of the Masechta is called Avos to tell us that it is Lehegi Yanim. The place where its word is, the place where its Masechta is put is interesting, it's put in Ezekiel. Say in Ezekiel, it's put with Dinim. Ezekiel are all the laws of Dinim. Where this same Nikud, was it the laws of Mazik? What's it do with laws of Mazik? Here you learn Mazikin, and then you have Avos. What's it do with Mazikin? Damages. No, damages need this. But one possibility is to give over this idea that is based on law. The same way Dinim are halachas, this is Yishayim, Pater, Mutter, they're Dinim. There's a Paisik of Berkowitz in Eretz Yisrael who is very into me. As Kailim, they learn the halachas of Ben Avdel Chaveri. He had people call him up with the halachta b'drach of shayla. I never heard it. I never heard somebody ask, I have a shayla halachta b'drach of, should I go to the chasana? It's halachta b'drach of shayla on a mitzvah d'raisa. On a lula, the guy brings the esrei to the rav, he should ask the rav the shayla. Rav Berkowitz screams this. People say, yes, and he answers, you can call him up. He asks him halachta b'drach of shayla. A friend of mine told me shayla, this is Mishamish Rav Berkowitz, told me shayla that he received on the halachta b'drach of, fascinating shayla. On the halachta b'drach of, something to be discussed. It's in Ezekiel. Another possibility why it's said in Ezekiel is sometimes we have a very shallow view of a very shallow view of mitzvahs. We're learning about all the mitzvahs that are not damaging. We don't track sometimes what the Torah, the message of the Torah. The message of Ezekiel, we'll learn about Ezekiel, is to think about the Zulas. The guy can herb above a Kamen, he's herbing above Mitzvah, and he's Pashi Shnayimas with us. The message of caring about the other guy, you're in a machlok, there's dinim, there's halacha din. Din says that kvod on yenim. It's a message, because the Torah contains a message. I've discussed this many times, of gifters, you say, that dinim by the goyim is just to keep people at peace with each other. So Pasha society can function. By us, the Torah is a message, mitzvahs. They're not stam halachas. Rav Hirsch wrote a whole sefer called Chayrev, where the point of the sefer is the message of each mitzvah. A mitzvah is not a din, can't keep everybody at peace. There's a deep spiritual message, a ruchnistic message, that's to learn from it. After Ezekiel, what you're supposed to vice in Ezekiel is Avos. The conclusion of Ezekiel wasn't a bunch of laws, okay, don't touch his money, no. What's supposed to emerge is a person who's a sholem b'midas. And that's what the position of Avos belonging and saved in Ezekiel is what's supposed to emerge from all his harving of Baba Kama, emerges the person who tracks about the Zulas, who worked on his midos. That's what emerges from saved in Ezekiel. That's in the Shinim. So it says the Mishnah starts. Moshe kibbutz Torah Sinai. Umisarli Yeshua of Yeshua was Canaan, his kingdom of Nevi'im, and Nevi'im Mesu'a Lanchik Nesak Doyla. The Maral tells, why does it say that Moshe ben kibbutz Torah Sinai? He's Makabal from Sinai. First of all, many Mefarshim say he's Makabal from Hashem. So on that, many Mefarshim speak, it wouldn't be Kavod Hashem. To compare Hashem, it's going to then say, the link in the chain, compare Basavadam, to put Hashem in that category is not right. But I'm borrowing from the morale. I can't blame fully. I'm not in the limit of learning morale, and I didn't learn it from Rebbe. I read it on my own. The way I understand the morale is morale. Why Kibbutz Messinai? It's Mekabel from Hashem. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Messinai. That was the mountain it was given on. But one understanding of Moshe Kibbutz Torah Messinai is the same way Moshe ben his Kabbalah had a Mokka Miyuchel Mekach. Moshe's Kabbalah, everybody understands, is a special place designed for Moshe's Kabbalah from Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't just get the Torah, a half chance, punk, he received the Torah. Hashem made a specific spot, Tavdin Elokim Ahor Azu, on this mountain. It was a specific cat, a specific mountain that was prepared for Kabbalah's Torah, that Hashem made Koyl Subrakim. There was a Maimid Har Sinai. There was a whole Kabbalah on that mountain. What the Mishnah is saying is, Moshe Kibbutz Torah from Sinai. Moshe was Mekabel Torah from that experience of Sinai at a Makom Miyuchad in a very special Hashkochas Hashem, and it's explaining when you read on Umisar Li Yeshua to understand that transmission was also Hashkocha. The same, the transmission Rebbe to Talmud is like Moshe Kibbutz Torah from Sinai. Moshe got the Torah at a Makom Miyuchad at a specific place planned by the Rebbeinu Shloim. Designed by Hashem, by Hashkochas Hashem, with the Rizik Hashkocha, the Torah should be handed from Hashem to Moshe. Umisarli Yeshua, you have to know in the next transaction, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Sinai, was the Makom Miyuchad by Hashem, was the special transaction Hashem designed that should be handed to the next time. And each Rebbe and Talmud has to understand that. That the transmission, the Halachas Nageya, if it sounds very nice, okay, the Halachas Nageya, La Halacha Taisi Kedushin says, that somebody hires a Malamed, a Rebbe, so somebody else can say, somebody else can hire away the Malamed. Can hire away that Malamed. I have this Malamed, go elsewhere. Zaktois, he can say, this person is going to learn, teach my son better. There's a specific Siyad Shmayu a person is likely to learn from. There's a certain hashkach, it's not the pshat, it happens from anybody. This is the siyat d'shmayu, who the person's Rebbe is. And that transmission is very much hashkach, it's not just that happened to be. And the person has to appreciate that hashkach, that he's zaychei, is that Rebbe, that transmission, it's not just something to take lightly, that transmission is designed by Hashem. That's what Maral seems to be suggesting, why it's much people turn to Sinai. Some of the other Mepharshim say the reason why it says Messinai is because it's the lesson of Sinai. Moshe gave the Torah Messinai. Moshe was Mekabel to tell you, know why Messinai. It doesn't say this Sinai, it says May Sinai from the lesson of Sinai. Sinai got the Torah on Sinai, why? Because it was the lowest mountain, it was the most anivus. And Torah goes to the Anav. To the Anav, Torah goes. So, you know why Moshe Ben was Zoicha to Mekabel the Torah Messinai? Because of his Musav of anivus. Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, is bigger than Avram Avinu. Avram is Anoichi Ofer, the Eifer, but by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Anach Numa. Moshe Rabbeinu is even a bigger honor than Avram Avinu. And because that he was Zoicha to be the one to the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Kibbutz will tell you, now why May Sinai? It was from what he learned from Sinai, from what we learned from Sinai, this Mid of Anivus. The honor is the one who's Zoicha to learn. I had in my shir, there was one of the Bachrim, used to ask questions that all of us, all the rest of the Shia used to get nervous, rolled our eyes, we'd ask the Rebbe in the middle of the Lumbish Shia, what's the Taitz word? But he asked questions in the middle of the Shia that were very simplistic. He just wanted to know, today in the summit, maybe it's the biggest of the whole Chabura. Somebody who's Kamat knows all of Shas, somebody who's massive Tom Kachim today. The Torah goes to the Anav, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Messinai, his chustri, the Rebbe of Kaisel, the Makabra Torah Messinai. The Shaila is by Moshe Kibbutz Torah Messinai, it says a Lashon Kabbalah, he received it. Then it says a transmission, Masari, he handed it, Yeshua. Yeshua was Canaan, a Masira, was Canaan, the Nevi'im, a Masira. The Nevi'im is Sarua, Vaikta, Masir, Lanchkines, Sagdaila. Then afterwards, it says, when it goes on, it says, in Antigonus, the Mishnah Gimel, Antigonus is Sarifel, Kibel, Meshimon, Atzadik. Goes back to Kabbalah. It starts with the Kabbalah, receiving, then three in a row it says it transmits, Misara, giving over, and then it goes back to receiving. What's this switch? So this Pashut Pshat, a Kabbalah implies by Moshe being the Kabbalah Torah from Hashem, the Pirush is, Hashem's Mukhan to teach all of Torah. There's no limitation what Hashem could teach. The issue is only how much the Talmud is going to receive. So Moshe was Mekabel the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu worked himself to Madrake to be Mekabel as much Torah as he worked himself up to. The next ones were all equals. The next ones, he says, Umisarul Yeshua to a degree. Yeshua is a Talmud of Moshe. To a degree, Yeshua and Moshe Rabbeinu to a degree. Each one is within reason on the same diagram. Moshe is the highest, but to a degree. So there the Pshat is Mesir, that's giving over Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeshua is a fully, Yeshua's Layamash Mitaycha Oil is a perfect Talmud ready to give. Whatever the Rebbe can give him, Yeshua soaked up. And Yeshua says, Cain, as the Cain God says, oh, whatever can be given soaked up. Afterwards, the Yeridus Hadayus. The Yeridus Hadayus is right there. The Talmud wasn't just soaking up everything the Rebbe taught. There's only a Kabbalah. He's Mekabel as much as he was able to accept, he took. And that goes on. That's the Yeridus Hadayus afterwards. The Mishnah says as follows. That Hey Mamru, they said three things. Shlosh Advarim. Hayu Mesunim Adin. Danchik Nesak Doyle said three things. Hayu Mesunim Adin. Be careful in judgment. Slow in judgment, not to rush to decide something. Then the Yayin says it doesn't just refer to judgment. It speaks about judgment. Judgment's important. Dvarim Ma'im De Merumah Shalaylam. It applies to anything. To be Muslim, to be careful. Vamidu Tamidim Harbein. Be Ma'imid Many Tamidim. It sounds unrelated, these two things. It sounds unrelated. Be careful in judgment. Have many students. One understanding there is a connect between the two things is sometimes a person is all careful and thinks something through, but if he doesn't give it over, if he doesn't give it over to somebody else, he doesn't have it perfect. The teaching it to somebody else what brings full clarity. The giving it over to somebody else. Be careful in judgment, but you want to really have clarity in something, give it over to somebody else. Give it over, explain it to somebody else, see if you can give it. I had a chavrus in Eretz Yisrael who used to write over the sugya, and his goal was that somebody not holding the sugya can understand everything. That's the amida talmidim harbin. We must have been be careful, go through it slowly, figure it out, and then see can it be transmitted. Amida talmidim harbin. There's a deeper point. This is something I was very revolved with. This is on all our minds. Certainly should be on all our minds. The Adam Gadol is nifter. And I was very excited to read that this was something dear to him. This is something very dear to me. Ezzy and I have spoken about it quite often. I have the deep push that a person has to learn to give over Torah in a clear oifen, in a clear manner. To my own personal self, I feel always my gedus, can I explain it to an act from Yid? Torah is not just, you can learn Yiddishkeit, can I communicate my Yiddishkeit? Can I give it over? And it's not just for the other person, for yourself alone. For your own clarity, can I give over what I know? So your Mesunim Adin is to be careful and weigh things out. V'amir Talmidim Harbein, and give it over. All the knowledge, all the things you're working on it with Mesinos, with careful and to get clarity. But a big test always is, can I give it over? V'amir Talmidim Harbein. It's important, first of all, this Torah has to be communicated. We'll all have children, Be'ez Hashem, Mishpachos, and we're going to have friends. Could it be communicated? I sat with an Atzrum Yid with a few other yeshivi like a couple of years back, and I was very, very, very upset. My wife is an aide, was there. I was very, very upset that I felt the Torah wasn't communicated in a clear, proper manner. A bucher here spoke, was sitting listening in, spoke once here, and I got all excited that he spoke in a clear, with the right words. I was very, very excited that the bucher spoke in a clear manner. It's something I feel deeply about. I read that Revolva gave a shiur once on how to write a letter. Half of a fella. Revolva's from the Gaili Adar. Shivisi Hashem, the Nebbi Sam, the Sons of the Time, is Kulei, that Revan Shalom, and he gave a shiur. His words were known to be so measured. His grandson told me how carefully every word he says in the mirror, how measured it was. Every word in the Shmuzim, careful, planned out. And Revolva got up and said a shiur to his Talmidim on how to write a letter. But he was makbid on this point. He spoke, he asked the Shaila. Revolva spoke it for the 67 word. It was a big interest in Frumkeit. And he got up and spoke to Frei Yidden. A few colleges he spoke in. He spoke about, can Torah adapt to a modern world? And they say he spoke eloquently. He was quoting from science from all over. And in eloquent manner, he spoke very eloquently. and his knowledge, his worldly knowledge, his clear understanding, his giving over difficult and emotional issues that he spoke about are the from a burden on Israeli society. In a clear, they said it was, the article said it was something beautiful, he gave it over. And he was mocked with his Talmidim have the same, not just to shtag, it's to learn to communicate Yiddishkeit, to understand this comes from Mesunim. The way to get there is that you yourself have to bust ourselves at the thing. But you Mesunim it in, think it through, go it over. Then you'll be able to remind with many Talmidim. Then you'll be able to give it over and transmit it. Certainly, a person has to be very Mesunim it in to think it over. But also to the second part, Hamidu Talmidim Harbe. I spoke last time, and therefore I won't be married, but this time, that the Lashon doesn't say teach many Talmidim. It says be minded Talmidim. Be minded Talmidim. To be minded a Talmud doesn't just mean to teach. A Rebbe Zacharias, he spoke less than a little more at length, but a Rebbe Zacharias is to stand up to Talmud on his feet, to give him chizuk, to give him encouragement, to care for his gashmias. The first thing we ever told Moshe is called the Rebbe of Klai Yisrael. The first three things we ever told about him was he cared about Klai Yisrael's gashmias. First, the Yarbis of Loisam, Russia, while you're hitting it. Russia, while you're hitting your friend, is the first ruchnius to the concern of Moshe then. But he cared for their gashmias. A Rebbe only cares for the ruchnius. It's not how me becoming. To be minded a Talmud. Yeah. One of my biggest lessons I received in Chinuch was those. A Rebbe pulled me aside, and I was teaching the first day in Eretz Yisrael. A Rebbe pulled me aside, and he said, that what are we going to do about a certain bachur? So I laughed, the bachur is one of the best bachur in the yeshiva. I said, what are we going to do about that? I laughed, that's the big issue. It wasn't the big issue in the yeshiva, it was one of the best bachur. So he said, no, what are we going to do about it? I don't know, so he explained to me that he had a skin condition. What are we going to do about it? A Rebbe, Hamidu Talmidim Harbi, has a skin condition. We have to, and he talked to the research, what medication? That's Hamidu Talmidim Harbi, that's the Maimon of Talmud. The poem used to say, don't teach Torah, teach Talmidim. It's a beautiful line from a Rebbe who was such a Rebbe. Don't teach Torah, teach Talmidim. That's Hamidu Talmidim Harbi. That's to be Maimon of Talmud. The Mishnah ends, this is what I did say last time, but this is a good ending. Asusi of the Torah. Here's where I have to be catch. I promise I'm going to record short. Tomorrow will be another night. In Avos to Rav Nassim, which is people don't realize it's a good to be used as a pirish on Avos. In Avos to Rav Nassim, it brings a pshat, Asusi Yad Vatar, make a fence for Torah. One of the pshat we bring, this we did speak about last time, is Asusi Yad Vatarecha, don't speak too long. The last words of the first Mishnah were Asusi Yad Vatarecha. So it says, Asu, make a Siyad Vatarecha. I'd like to share two shatim. In those words, Asusi Yad Vatarecha, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah said that make a fence for Torah. One shot of Chaim V'Lajim says is that a person, Avada V'Ikra, is that a person has to learn Torah. But a person could learn Torah, can harvan a Seder, could learn about tremendous Asmada, certainly Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, but by going to certain places and being involved in certain things, he loses black. He loses black Gemara, he loses some of his Torah. Asusi of the Torah, Chaim V'Lajim says, means that make a fence, protect the Torah he learns. Avada Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam. The Gemara considers somebody who doesn't have Torah, the Gemara considers somebody who has Torah and doesn't have Yerush Shemayim, to somebody who has a place, they don't have the keys to get into the place, the Gemara Shabbat says. So Avada Torah is Dekah, Yerush Shemayim is called the Eitzer of Torah. It's a storage house of Torah. But he says, Asusi of the Torah. If somebody learns a lot of Torah, puts in a lot of time to Torah, but then they do things that are counter to their Torah. They go to places that are counter Torah places. They listen to music that's counter Torah ideas. They do things that are counter, they see things that are counter the Torah, so it rips up Lach Gemara. It rips up the impact and the Kedusha that Lach Gemara given. So that's what Chaim V'Lajim learns, this command that Anshei Knesset HaGdolah is Asusi Yad L'Torah. Make a fence, make a protection, make this Aitza for the Torah that he learns. Make this storage as this Yerush Shemayim. Create an environment. Bachram have asked a lot why I've been pushing and others have been pushing a lot, no Goyish music. What's Taka bad? Anybody listen to for a second, can hear it passing by for a second. You can't hear a clean word. I don't think it's legal anymore. On Goyish music, it's still illegal to speak cleanly. But even with that, even with that, why is that such an ikker? But to me, the reason why it's such an ikker is because Talmud Torah connected kulam. The ikker of yeshiva is limud Torah. But if we do things that are kav, we don't have a culture, an environment that allows us to, the Torah to penetrate us and to impact us, we'll chas v'shalom lose the Torah. Yer Shemayim is called the Eitzer HaTorah, Yer Hi Eitzarei. Yer Shemayim is the Eitzer. A person can have all the grains in the world, but he has no Eitzer to put it in. It spoils and rots and gets ruined by the inclement weather. He needs an Eitzer to store it. And a person has all the Torah in the world, but doesn't have the Eitzer, it gets ruined. And the Eitzer is the environment. That's the Asusi Yagla Torah. That's the protection for the Torah. It's one pshat. Ben Yonah says a pshat, and I would like to maybe expound on. Ben Yonah says Asusi Yagla Torah refers that a person, it's based on the pasuk Asu Mishmeres L'Mishmartim, that Hashem says, guard my gardens. The same two people do a mitzvah. The same two people eat matzah Pesach night. One guy eats it, Sayyidi does it, Tzivi Hashem, and another guy does a tremendous zehiras to make sure he finds out what's the shear. I'm not saying big shiurim, if I can't, small shiurim, a third of a matzah, whatever each one's knowing. But he finds out the shear in what's mandu atid, he cares about the mitzvah, to find out about the mitzvah, to make sure he's mekayim, he daigas, asu mishmeres mishmarti, it's a pasuk. Make guards for my mitzvahs, assure that you're mekayim it. It's not the pshat that a guy could say, ben yoin is mazbir. The other guy who didn't guard and make sure he's mekayim the mitzvah. But shoo, Baruch Hashem, it punk worked out, I got the mitzvah, okay. Baruch Hashem, I got the mitzvah, okay. I didn't make the proper guards for the mitzvah. No. The ikur chashivas the mitzvah, the way I understand Ben Yoina, the ikur of the mitzvah, which is what Ben Yoina explains different chazal, the ikur of the mitzvah is the chashivas he puts on the mitzvah. A mitzvah means a tzibur from Hashem. The ikur of a tzibur, the same two people can do kibur aveim, the same two people can shake the lulav, but it's a different stratosphere, the darga, the person who did it without a feeling of spotless to Ratzon Hashem, without a feeling of subservience to Hashem. A mitzvah means a tzivui. Asu mishmeres mishmarti, asu siyag l'tayra. Make fence to the Torah means daig about the mitzvah. Realize that tzivui, I have to be mekayim it. I must not fail. It's a mission I must learn, I must get exact. How do I do the mission? Matzah is not something stam, it's a social thing we do. It's a mission from Hashem. Let me read up on this mission. Let me know the halachas of the mission. Let me study it. Let me find out prate pratim. The guy who studies it, and the other guy who didn't study it, and the other guy says, okay, did I do anything wrong? No, punk, you got it right. But he did. It's not the same. Baruch Hashem, you know, I didn't mess up. Even though I didn't study it this year, I didn't try to make any mishmeres to mishmarti. I didn't work on making gedarim, on being careful that I mekayim the mitzvah. But sure, I was mekayim. No. It's worth a different thing. The ikur value of a mitzvah is that the person's bottle to the Ratzon Hashem, the person has a tshuka to do Hashem's Ratzon. How do I know there's the ikur value? So I'll bring you one mikar to this. Taisin Kedushin says that Meiraish of Yosef, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef used to think that he said before he learned, he used to think, before he learned enough, he used to think that an Eina Mitzvah Vaisa, somebody who's not commanded, is better than somebody who's commanded. So he used to think. So he was very happy when somebody told him he was blind, and he was very happy somebody told him Asumas Pata for Mitzvahs. He was thrilled. A Pata for Mitzvahs, Givaldim. And it's better to be Pata, and I still do Mitzvahs. Then he learned the Chazal that it's better, God La Mitzvah Vaisa, it's better to be commanded than Eina Mitzvah Vaisa. But let's talk about before he learned. The Taisus and Kedushin says, before he learned God La Mitzvah Vaisa, he didn't know that yet. He thought that it's better to do it on your own will. Eina Mitzvah Vaisa is better. That's what he thought. So he was very happy when people told him he's not a blind person, not Mitzvah. Great, I'm not Mitzvah in Mitzvahs. He said, good, I could do the Mitzvah in a higher darga without being commanded. Zaktais Mikan Raya Aloch L'maisa, that if somebody's not Mitzvah on a Mitzvah, you can make a bracha. We pass, you know, every one of our mothers makes a bracha on the sukkah. They sit in the sukkah, they make a leish shabbat sukkah. How can they make a leish shabbat sukkah? They're not commanded. Ha'ezrach lahitzias anashim. They're not commanded to sit in the sukkah. The answer is, Rebbeinu Tam says, I have a raya, zok taisis, I have a raya that somebody who's not commanded in something is allowed to make a bracha. How do I know they can make a bracha? Because if Yosef Zok Taismas, it can't be, would have been happy that he's Eina Mitzvah Vaisa if he couldn't make a bracha. It couldn't be, he'd be happy. It's Yesher. Hagami holds it's better to be Eina Mitzvah Vaisa, but he lost the bracha, it can't be he's happy. It's got to be that even an Eina Mitzvah can make a bracha. Why not? Maybe it's not happy of Yosef, it's better to do it on your own free will. But the Yisayid of a bracha, it's a ritva. The Yisayid of a bracha is I'm not just doing the mitzvah without thought. I'm not doing a mitzvah just chaplap. I'm bottled to the Ratzon Hashem. That's the Yisayid of a bracha, it's the achraza. The ritva calls it achraza, that I want to do Ratzon Hashem. It's the L'shem Yichud of the one of the tainas, the Neid Yehuda has in L'shem Yichud. The Hasidim says, you have the bracha. It's one of the times that I view it. The bracha is the L'shem Yichud. I'm doing it with achana. Osa mishmeres mishmarati. I'm doing it with a chashivas. Tzivu Hashem. The command of Hashem. That's the purpose of a bracha. If he couldn't say I'm sushtal to Ratzon Hashem, if he couldn't make such a achraza, if he couldn't feel such a thing, it couldn't be he was happy, Rabbi Yosef. And I say, Allah, l'maiseh must be ladies can make a bracha, and a mitzvah can make a bracha. And that's the Yisayid bracha. That's what we should have in mind. We do a mitzvah. We should be making for a mitzvah. Kol zez b'chlau. Avadi the pshutai os mishmeres mishmarti is gzeiris drabanan. But it's the nekud of a concern for this mitzvah. Rebbe Yonah says, that's pshat. That it says, toivim daidecha miyayin. That the words of the Rabbanan are more chashuv than the yenish al Torah. Than the words of the Torah. Chaim Balashin says a similar thing. Rebbe Yonah says that the Rabbanan is more chashuv than the Torah. Because what's more chashuv than the mitzvah alone is the chshivas for the mitzvah. The derabbanan is all the concern that chas v'shal we shouldn't come to be over the mitzvah. That chashivas for the tzivui is greater than the tzivui itself. The chshivas for the tzivui, that's greater than the etzim doing the tzivui. The bracha before the mitzvah is a kemat a greater value than the mitzvah against the derabbanan. It's the chshivas for the tzivui. Asher kedshanu b'mitzvaysav. Says the Rizik Yavana. Asher kedshanu b'mitzvaysav. That the kedusha is that we're doing Ratzon Hashem. We're doing our tzivuyim. That's bechlal asusi yad l'Torah. Make fences for the Torah. Make gardens. Make care and concern that you're not over averus achman son. Care and concern. I am mekayim mitzvos. Kol zez bechlal Hashem tzivuyim os mishmeres mishmarti. In Perek Beis, I want to say an old vart. In Perek Beis, in Mishnah Beis, it says Shimon HaTzadik Hayim Shiyarik Knesset HaGdayla. Shimon HaTzadik was from the remnant, from the last ones of the Knesset HaGdayla. Hu Haya Omer. He used to say, Al Shleishu Dvar Ma'ilam Ayimim. The world stands on three things. Al Torah Ba'al Vayid Ba'al Gminis Chassadim. Al Torah Avayid Gminis Chassadim. So the cash on the Mishnah, there's a difficulty in reading the Mishnah. Shimon HaTzadik, who was from the last of the Knesset, Anshei Knesset HaGdayla, Haya Omer, he said, it already said Shimon HaTzadik, if you basically read the sentence, it's Shimon HaTzadik Omer, Shimon HaTzadik says, or Haya Omer, he used to say, Shimon HaTzadik Haya Omer. It goes on an aside in the middle, Shimon HaTzadik, by the way, this is who he was, and back to our sentence, he said, Haya Omer, the who is a repetition. Shimon HaTzadik, who he, we already said his name, Shimon HaTzadik said, what's the who Haya Omer? So we said pshat, that the who Haya Omer, Shimon HaTzadik, who Haya Omer, is a person, there are many people who feel they teach their children. They say, I teach my children about Yiddishkeit, and I always tell my son he should learn Torah. I tell it to my son all the time. I don't know why he doesn't get my message. I tell him to learn Torah. I tell him how important Shabbos is. And I don't get it. He doesn't learn the message. But the word is louder than our words speak. Our essence speaks. Who we are speaks louder than our words. If the parent doesn't have a chshivas for Torah, and the parent tells the child, Torah is so important, the child says, what? I didn't hear you. The parent says, Torah is important. But above the loud music, the loud noise that his fancy car makes, above the loud noise that all his fancy materialism makes, above all the essence of the person says money's dicker, the child doesn't hear. The child says, what, Tati? Tati says, Torah is important. Nothing's more important than Torah. Money's nothing compared to Torah. And all the child hears is, money is the most important thing in the world, because the essence speaks louder than the words. If the father's actions and essence shows that money is what matters, he can give the message, Heint is Margin, with his mouth. Torah is important, Torah is important. It's not what the child hears. It's not what the Talmud hears. The Talmud hears the essence of the person, what the person's example shows. So it says, Shimon HaTzadik, who was the remnant of Anshei Knesset Gdoila, who, his essence, Hayomer used to say, not his mouth, who Hayomer, his essence said it. Who he was said that Torah Avodah Mitzvasadim was Deker. It wasn't his words that said Torah Avodah Mitzvasadim was Deker. It was who, it was his essence that said this. Who Hayomer, his essence used to teach. This wasn't necessarily what his mouth always said. But his essence always said to the Talmidim that the ikra thing in the world's ruchdis, the ikra thing is Torah Avodah Mitzvasadim. I would like to end, we promised 15 minutes, I would like to end by saying that it is Leil Nishmat, the first time 2 years we learned Avos together was after the Ptira, Yeshaya Simcha and Baruch Yosef was nifter before that Pesach, and over Pesach I was thinking, and other Bachman thinking, what we could do Leil Nishmat. And we chose to learn Avos then, because he was somebody whose essence taught us the chshivas for the Divrei Musar. He was somebody of tremendous value in Divrei Musar. We'd write it and rewrite it and write it more clear. Divrei Musar, one vart of the Ratzon Hashem was very, very precious to him. That was his Hu Hayomer. So Vaita, I want to make it that this year also should be Leilu Nishmas, Yishaya Simcha, Mevarach Yosef. Should be an Eli for his neshama, and we should take a learn that Ruchnius is the ikra thing. Our essence should also make our essence one that says that Torah Avodah Mitzvasadim is the foundation of the world, not materialism. I hold this Kodesh Kodesh, I didn't say last time, a fresh chat from that flow. And Mishnah Gimel says as follows, Antigonus Ish Seichai, Pash is the place where he came from, Kibo Mishim Natsadik. He was the link in the chain who accepted who was the next link from his Rebbe, who accepted from his, the Torah from his Rebbe Shimon HaTzadik. Hu Hayomer, Antigonus said, Al Tiyu Kavod Ma Misham Shim Esarav Al Manas L'Kabel Pras. Don't be like those Avodim who serve their masters, thank you, Al Manas, to get a reward. El Hayu Kavod Ma Misham Shim Esarav Shlo Al Manas L'Kabel Pras. Be like those Avodim who serve their masters in order not to get a, not for the sake of reward. The word pras, he says, the word pras means a portion, a part. We say kedei achilas pras means a chatzi kikar, or a half a loaf of bread. A pras means a part. So don't be like those Avodim who serve not to get a part. What's that word pras? So that flaw said in Eisen Avert, it's a rizig avert. My wife this summer, after the summer is over, we needed somebody to clean up our yard. We needed somebody to clean up our yard. There's a lot of junk in the yard. It was all different. It needed a good mowing, and it needed hours and hours of work after the summer to get the yard in order. So my wife found the guy who, I don't know if the guy's a drug addict. Clearly it was some guy who was very desperate for money. Not drugs, it was alcohol, some addiction he needed to support. And the guy worked for very little money, so little I felt badly, I gave him probably double what he wanted, and it was still like too ridiculously little. But the pirush is, this guy's musagim, his needs were very ridiculous, and his musagim were down. The guy could have done the same work, and he would do it in the right life, and he could make much more money. Another guy would come a little more professional, he would come and he wouldn't have such poor musagim that he needs to buy that bottle of J&D. He can make a lot more money. So the afla said, pshat in this Mishnah, is there's two ways to serve Hashem. Now the afla said, I'll explain how the afla said, how we decide this. He said, though people do mitzvahs, they value the mitzvah so little. It's al menas l'kabel pras. Pras means a portion. It's only with the thought like it's worth a little bit. They do it for half price. Don't be like those avodim who serve al menas to get like such low wages or such small musagim. They come so not chashuv and their musagim are so low. Be like those who don't serve, who serve, Nafla says, who serve shaloy al menas al pras. They don't want only a pras, a portion. They want full schar of the mitzvah, which works very well with many Rishonim, who say pshat in this Mishnah, that don't be like those who serve for Eilu Mazeh, but you should be like somebody who wants Eilu Mabah from Hashem. That the schar we want from Hashem is not by Eilu Mazeh. We don't want half wages. We want schar by Eilu Mabah. The Rishonim will learn pshat in the Mishnah that way. So the Afla said, that's the Lashon Pras. Don't serve on Manas to get. Don't be like those Avadim who sell themselves for cheap. They only want a Pras.
It's not like the pshat that those two people went off.
Yeah, Baisus, that those people went off because they thought there was no schar. Yeah, not like that pshat. His geder in the Afla says, how do you decide if the mitzvah is cheap or not? See, he says, you see somebody has the smallest tier that costs a few bucks to do the mitzvah, or it's a little bit of a tier, then the person opts out. He says, by that person, the mitzvah is so cheap to him, he calls that a person serving al manas l'kabel pras. The mitzvah is cheap by him. He says, don't be such people. A person should want full schar. We spoke out last time that a mashal is meant to make something clear. The purpose of any mashal is to make something clear. This, at first thought, is a difficult mashal to understand. Because a mashal says, this is something we all relate to. Rabbi say, do you know any avadim out there who just serve like because they love their master? That's all the time, right? L'chayre, there's no such evid out there. Avadim serve, they want the master support, and that's true. The master could say, asem ini veini zaincha. But most avadim, the guy serves, either he's afraid the master is going to beat him to a pulp, he might be scared of his master. Practically, at least today's day and age. But so this mashal is null and void. Fine, can you find me that evid? And the Mishnah is giving a mashal, like something you can understand. Don't be like those avadim who serve for reward. Be like those avadim, it finishes off. Be like those avadim that serve their master not for wood. Wow, could somebody find me such a maid, such a cleaning lady? I'd love to have them. They serve Pasha because they love their master and they just want to. Where does this exist? What's this mashal? Where does this person exist in the world? The Mishnah's pointing at. You see that worker? That's how you should be. At best, the worker works, he's afraid to be beaten to a pulp. So who's this worker? The Mishnah's point, it's a Pella. The MS needs a lot of thought. The last time we did Avos, what I would do many times, I was trying to learn these Mishnahs. I have a kashi, leave it on my mind. I would tell it over to some of the Bachrim. We would think, such a kashi needs a lot of thought. Because the Mishnah, it's a difficult Mishnah. It's pointing to certain avadim that to a thinking person that doesn't seem to exist. Now you could say it doesn't exist today. Back then, if you know what it meant in Eved, see, so today it's outdated. So what do we do with this Mishnah today? Torah is Nitzchias. It applies today. And second of all, I'm not convinced there used to be such avadim. At best, there was an Eved who was afraid of being beaten. I don't know. He just didn't fit. He just has love of his master. But one shot we suggested last time. Yes, yes, Aaron.
The other thing is not on the reward. Some when the person's doing what they're doing. Don't feel like everybody's thinking about what am I going to get.
It's a very nice shot. It's a nice shot. It's like a focus. Yeah. Even an Eved while he's doing it, he does better when like his motivation, I'll get something good from the master, he'll like me. Like, he's not focused on the wage. He's focused on the job at hand. It reminds me of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Rabbi Chaznish said that Rabbi Yisrael had no right to say this. The Chaznish, Danny showed me in the, from Rabbi Steinman, that the Chaznish said, Rabbi Yisrael said about Chanoich, right? That it says that he was miyachid yichudim while he used to make shoes. It says he used to have massive kavanas while he made shoes. He was a shoemaker, but Chanoich used to have massive kavanas. So Rabbi Yisrael said, what do you mean? He's in the middle of making shoes. It's not a loyal thing to do. You have to think about making a good pair of shoes. So he says that was the yichudim used to do. He would focus in on making good shoes. That was the Miyachid Yechudim. The way it was the Miyachid Yechudim by thinking, you know what he was? He was trafficking, how can I make the best pair of shoes? So Aaron says, B'shas you doing, find an Eved when he does the Avadah, what he wants overall, but he's focused on his mission at hand. He's not daydreaming about what he's getting from his master. That's Aaron says, nice shot. It doesn't mean his overall intention. It means the focus on the job. So be like that Eved, who's the focused Eved, not his daydreaming while he's working, what he's going to get for it. Maybe that's his motive, Mitchila. But now what he's focused on sounds like a Yisrael. The Chaznish said you can't say such a thing. It says Miyachid Yehudim. Yeah. Yes, Achanan. No. The Fidah Flah, it's not Shver. Yeah, the Flah is not Alderich HaPshat. The Flah is Kadshay Kadshim, that word of the Flah. The Alderich HaPshat question is. So the Pshat I wanted to suggest to the Olam, Rav Hirsch says this Pshat. Again, I'm not going to say it's the only Teretz, I'm not going to say it's the perfect Teretz, but Rav Hirsch says a Pshat that there's certain people, a person as a counselor can, a kid, you can lace on a kid, and all the kid wants is a kesher to his counselor. He's all excited, he has this cool, geschmack, fun counselor. All he wants is a kesher to the counselor. He's not looking for any payment from the counselor. A prasi, says the pshat, is a present besides the kesher. He says, be like this avadim who have such an ava to the master. There are people who work for a master. They certainly want something. What they want is a kesher to the master. If you picture a melech, maybe, somebody just a benevolent, special master. Again, that's why I have difficulty with it, because it's still hard to find. Maybe today the Arv Mush will be a counselor. Maybe there was Shavadim, like wonderful masters, who the sole goal of the Eved is just the Kesher. Certainly he wants something. He's not just doing it altruistically. He's doing it, the Lashma is for the Kesher. And if Hirsch says that's what this Mishnah means, don't be like an Eved who wants a pras as a separate payment. Eli should be like an Eved Shaloyal Menasakal pras. He doesn't want a Zaitika payment. His payment is the Shaychus. The mitzvah alone is his payment. Schar mitzvah, mitzvah. That's the oimik of the Chazal. Schar mitzvah is the mitzvah. That's the pirish. But the oimik is the fact that I was doing the tzivui, that I had a kesher to Hashem. The schar mitzvah is the kesher. What we want is nene miziv hashchina. What's the ilam haba? Nene miziv hashchina. The kesher alone is the schar. So don't be an eved who needs a zaitig payment. The other, the Rebbeinu Shlom, has such an ava to the Rebbeinu Shlom that the payment from Hashem is the mitzvah, is the kesher alone. It's Rav Hirsch Lund's pshat in this Mishnah. The Mishnah ends via Emor Shemayim Aleichem, fear Hashem. Now this is a reminder, this again, as many pshatim said, I want to offer one pshat. The Mishnah says, a Mishnah that's serving Hashem with Shem Shemayim, and then it says, fear heavens. Emor Shemayim Aleichem, fear the heavens. Fear Hashem, a much higher darga. Here we're talking about serving. So you could learn means yiras haroimus. Fearing Hashem, the two types of fear is fear because Hashem is going to beat us up, and this fear out of the awesomeness when I comprehend the awesomeness of Hashem. Yiras haroimus is higher than ava. There's yiras einesh, there's ava, and what's higher than ava is yiras haroimus. So you could learn meir shemayim aleichem is roimus. But one pshat is that even when you're on high dargas, a person is full of love and he's on high dargas, you have to also use Yir Shemayim. Because Abba is not something that a person has 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. A person has such a love. There's also, you have to remember, there's Einish. Not to make fun, but there's Einish also. A person never could feel that he's above that. There's a warning at the end of the Mishnah. Certainly, he should try for big dargas and he's full of love. But even have good vision also, that the person does Averis, he's going to Ganem. But goodness, and also, Avadim should shoot. He shouldn't just stay at those dargas. He should shoot to have feelings, to have ergeshim of Abbas Hashem. But remember, it's a warning at the Yimar Shemayim. Avadim, you'll need to use that at times when your Ava wanes. At moments, it's not so strong. Keep the Yimar Shemayim also. Why is it called Yimar Shemayim? Yimar Hashem. What's the expression? We say Yir Shemayim. We get very used to the expression. Yimar Shemayim. Why isn't it Yir Hashem? What's this expression? He says, Yari Shemayim. He fears the heavens. He fears Hashem. So it's not, there are pshatim said on this, what does Mayur Shemayim, fear of heavens? But one pshat that the Chassam Sofer says, it means the fear that the heavens demonstrate. It means to look at the world. The mashal I like using of Isai is picture a choir. Everybody in the choir has beautiful voices. Picture a choir. You have Aaron Saberman singing, you have Yoina singing, you have Pashut, like, I think Mordech MBD's in there, Alicia Friedman's in there, Pashut, it's, oh, Yisrael's here, I'm missing it. You have Pashut, this beautiful choir of voices, and middle you have this guy, the singing, mamish, gorgeous sounds, that's like, Oyin Venera, beautiful music, hauntingly beautiful. And middle voice, you have a guy, ah, a guy like screeching his head off, like this guy like messing up this whole gorgeous sound. And you have the guy in there, he's shrieking, who's off tune, who can't, he's messing up. The world is a beautiful orchestra of everything performing Ratzon Hashem. Of everything in perfect unity, doing Ratzon Hashem. The tree is exactly, Omar Vayehi, exactly the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted it. The Shemayim, so the Chassam Sofer says, Meir Shemayim means fear like the heavens around you. Look around you, look at everything doing Ratzon Hashem. The world's this beautiful orchestra. It, go get in line also. This is one of the Kavanis in the morning when we daven. We say such beautiful things about all these malachim, saying Kadosh, Kadosh, Haifanim, all these beautiful angels, these awesome fiery angels, saying in unison, Baruch Shem Kvoy Machzai Lamed, we describe in before Shema, before we're Mekabel Omach Shemayim, we describe what's going on in the world, these malachim, these perfect angels, these awesome creations saying Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. This before we're Mekabel Omach Shemayim, one of the thoughts we're supposed to have is the whole Bria is full of everybody being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. And then you have the Adam, the screeching Adam, who's, I do what I want, and is screeching, is gorgeous, and they fit in. Don't mess up the choir. Don't sit there screaming. So you also, Shema Yisrael, you also be Mekabel Omach Shemayim. Look around you. That's one of the Pshat Mechassan says, Yir Shemayim is the fear of the heavens. The fear and the Kabbalah's oil that all the rest of the universe does, Tashem, you also fall in line. That's how the Chassam Sofer understands the terminology Yir Shemayim. The next Mishnah, Yosef ben Yezer, Ish Tzredov, Yosef ben Yochan, Ish Shalayim, Kiblu Mem, Neu Mekabel from Shemna Tzadik. Yosef ben Yezer, Ish Tzredov, Omer, Yibescha Beisvad L'Chachamim, let your house be a Beisvad, a meeting place for Chachamim, which we'll speak about later tomorrow night, but I want to end speaking about the next dictum of this Tana of Yosef ben Yezer. He said, the Havi Mis'avik Bafarag Leyen, Pashup Shad, it means to roll, to means Avik Mlashan Avak dirt, it means to roll in their dirt of their in their feet. The Ruachayim, the Chaim Balashan says a gorgeous Pshad and Bhavi Msavik Bafaraglayim, but it's something that's dear to me. I speak about this topic a lot. And he says that Misavik Mlash to fight, which certainly comes because you roll in the dirt when you fight. By Yisavik Yashima Yaralois Hashim, they fought all night, Yaakovino and the Malach. The Lashan Avak means to fight. And it means there's a machla, sometimes people have a Rebbe, and they, whatever the Rebbe says, yes, yes, the yes, 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 the Rebbe. And the Chaim Balazhin rips that. He says the nature of a Talmud and a Rebbe, the Gemara in Kedushin, he doesn't quote, so I quote from Yisrael Salanter said, the Gemara in Kedushin says that a Rebbe and a Talmud are first their enemies, at first their ayuvim zelazeh, afilu a Rav, a Talmidah, yavu b'noi, shaloi b'tayu, they're enemies. And at the end there's love. And Yisrael describes that the nature of Torah has to be the Rebbe has his opinion and the Talmud has his opinion. If the Talmud has, the Rebbe speaks and the Talmud is yes, yes, if Yisrael said that's not Torah, he defines Torah as machzik b'chol oiz svarasai. A person holds on to my shita. He has his opinion, not yes, yes, whatever you say. No, I have my opinion. Then each one they argue it out. The Talmud certainly listens to his Rebbe, he hears what his Rebbe says, and he tries to see. He has his Svara though. He's coming with his Svara. He's Machzim Galois Svarasai. And together, but he hears out the Rebbe, and together he works out the Pshah with the Rebbe, and it turns out Rav Chashmaitza. The end is there, they don't leave Loizaz Misham until they become love, is the Emes that comes out, the Pshu Pshat and the Sugi that comes out. Because the Talmud had his other way of understanding, the Rebbe had his, and together they work it out. The Rebbe explains, the Talmud asks, the Rebbe explains, and they work it out together. Then the Torah's Emes emerges. So Rebbe Chaim Volozhin says, that's Misavik. So the person should fight. We're speaking here about having Rebbeim. Certainly, V'shoyis Mitzomest of Rebbeim. Certainly he's interested in what Rebbe said, he has to listen. But he has an opinion. He forms, he harves on the sugya, he works that he has some thought on it. So he's misavek, he fights by faragleim. Keeping in mind that certainly it's in the dust of their feet. Certainly keeping in mind that these are people older, more experienced, bigger than he is. But he fights. That's Reb Chaim Volozhin learns Pshat, Mis'avik Bafaraglayim. Vavishois Mitzam Estevrayim, and drink their words fully. Their people, many, many people, it becomes like a social thing, and it's certainly a nice thing. There's no denying that it's a nice thing. There's a social thing, sometimes, that people want to have Rebbe at their chasnas. They make chasnas. So they count who could have more Rebbe show up to their chasnas. It's a certain shtats that who could have more Rebbe's come, and it's certainly a nice, it's better than a person has a shtats and something else. But he makes a bris, and there were 15 Rebbe's there. There's a certain thing like that, that a person wants, and it's a night, there's something beautiful to it. It's not something, a person says, you basically chamin, but it shouldn't stop there. It's vav misadik vafarag leichem, get a shaykhis to them. But it shouldn't stop there either. There are many times people have a shaykhis to a gadol. There's a shaykhis. Vavishoyis mitzamas levrayim. But it has to lead to following the words. The mitzvah in the Torah of Lidav Gabay, which the Rambam says, the Sifri says, Lidavit Tamid Chum, the Rambam's mind as one of the Tayag mitzvahs, is the purpose to be impacted by that which they stand for. Vavishoyis mitzvahs to lead. This Mishnah is what it starts here, Beisvad Chachamim. Certainly have them at your chasnas, have them in your house. But Vavimisad Raglayim, get a shaykhis to them. And ultimately, it should lead, Vavishoyis mitzvahs to vrayim. It should lead that you thirstily drink their words, that you listen to that which they teach. And we learn that which they want to give over. To end, we'll end with this. Kutvart, Mamasha Kutvart, that in the next Mishnah, Yosef and Yoichan and Yishalayim says, Ye Beischa Pasuch L'Ravcha, your house should be very open, which we'll speak about more in the future nights. Ve Aniyim B'nei Vesecha, Aniyim should live in your house, Val Tar B'sichem Isha, don't speak a lot to your wife. It says, it's the Mishnah goes on, it says, Ishti Amr, it's someone's wife. This is more B'derech Drush, but Amol, if a person tells his wife he's having guests, so she feels an immense pressure to do a lot. That immense pressure makes her want to not have so many guests. So it says, open your house wide, let aniyim bnei beischa, but don't talk a lot to your wife. Now certainly, if I said this, I wouldn't put this on tape. Don't not tell her you're having guests. You better ask her. But I'm suggesting, the Chassam Sofer actually says this, that don't tell her to do stuff for the guests. Don't put pressure on her. Al tar b'sicha, I'm not suggesting. On a tape, they'll play it to a mother. Kalish fired from Waterbury. I'm not saying not to tell your wife that you haven't guessed. Certainly, you must ask her. She's doing the work. You should also do the work. I got it. But it's altar b'sicha me'isha means, the Chassam Sofer says, that don't put pressure on her to perform for the guests. She feels she serves very fancy. A lot of times, pride steps in the way, and the guy wants, when he has guests, that she'll look a certain way. And that pressure, of course, she doesn't want guests. So it says, make sure ye b'sicha pasuach l'rovcha, v'yaniyim b'nei b'secha. And how you'll do that by altar b'sichem isha. Don't talk to us. Don't tell her you have to do this and the guests are coming. The guests are there. Say there. That people get so nervous that kids fight when the guests are there. Because it's the worst thing. I remember as a bacher, and I made a commitment then. I would go to houses and the kids would fight. And I saw the people react ridiculously. And then they would start apologizing to the bacher. And I made a commitment when I was a bacher that I'm never going to do that. Because the person, I'm sorry, what do you say kids fight? What are you getting so nervous for? I know they feel relaxed. They're supposed to fight. Only you're feeling so pressured. The guests, it's like music to hear. But the people get defensive. They make a whole pressure. First of all, it's not good for the kids. It's not very good. The guests aren't enjoyable then. You make all extra pressure and hit them when they fight. They're fighting. That's the way kids play. Smile. Enjoy. But because of that, as if they have to perform for the guests. The guy apologized, they're not usually that way. Mike, it's fine, I tell all the guests, this is where my kids are. Enjoy them. Welcome, gewaldig. People like apologize, oh, they're not normally this way, they're tired. No, they're not tired. They'd rather just slept today, though. Pull you away. So, al tar v'sicha v'isha, don't put pressure in the bias about the performance in front of guests. Fakert, open up the house, let people come, let the house be an open place. And how, by not putting pressure, that we have to perform for the guests, just let it be warm and nice. And then the person's wife and the mishpacha will be very desired, will have a big desire to have guests. In Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet, the Mishnah says that Yosef ben Yezer is straight, and Yosef ben Yochanan is Shalayim, Kiblu Mehem, and Yosef ben Yezer is straight, the Omer, he a beischa beisvad chachamim. Kibshuta means let your house be a meeting place for Chachamim. But I wanted to suggest the Pshat in the Mishnah that it doesn't say let Chachamim meet in his house. It says something about his house. Pashup Shat. The house should be such a house that it could be a house of Eisvah L'Chachamim. Let his house be as a house. That the Akbada on the Bayi should be, I speak about that on Kirov a lot, that people enjoy, and certainly it's a special thing, that guests come, especially the unacquainted guests come to their house, and they want their house to be an inspiring place, and the person comes to visit, and they sing Zniris in a beautiful way, and speak Divrei Torah in a beautiful way. But the goal of a Yid is that his house should be that way, even when those guests aren't there. It should be such a house that those people can come and be inspired. Not when they come, you'll put on a show that inspires them. So that's a pirush in this Mishnah. His house should be such a house the Chum could come and push it together there. At any point, there's a minig in Klai, so we have pictures of the Gedolim in our houses. The goal of a house, the goal of every Yid, my goal, your goal, all our goals should be, is that all those Yid that are on our walls should be able at all times to come to our house live. Because you should know the Rabbeinu Shalom is always there. It's our goal should be that our house should be such a house to be perfectly comfortable that Ramesha, the stipler, and the Vilna Goyen, whoever you have pictures of, it should be a base Baal Chachamim. It should be a type of house that the Chum could come to at any times. That's one understanding. The second shot, I think the Mishnah, it's Mishnah Dalad. The second idea that I think the Mishnah is giving over, and sometimes I think is like 90% of Yiddishkeit. It's a strong word. Sometimes I think this is such a large part, certainly of the Bachar years, but true of all of Yiddishkeit. It says, let your house be a house that the Chum are around your house. Sometimes I think the ikkar of Yiddishkeit, of a person's aliyah, is who he's with. Many times, even married people, we go to stupid places and get ourselves in stupid situations. A Bachar says, it wasn't my brother, it was a birthday party in Eretz Yisrael. A Bachar will tell me, it wasn't, you know, he got into all sorts of trouble. I'll say, there was just a party at a certain restaurant, and I went along, and in Mela, all trouble happens. But a big chelik of Yiddishkeit is let Adam Nimshach HaSvivaysav, a person affected by his environs. A big chelik of Yiddishkeit is who he chooses to be around. Let his environment, for a bachar's bias, for a married person that needs his physical house, for a bachar means his baseline, his environment. When he goes on a trip in his man, be careful. Choose carefully who's on the trip. When he's during his man, choose carefully who his chavrus is. When he goes somewhere, when he picks a dorm, when he goes with a group of friends, choose carefully who it's with. When he sits in a Shabbos Suda, choose who he's sitting next to. That's the base of a bachar. Let it be a base Val Chachamim. Because a person is awesomely affected by those around him. This, to me, I sometimes think this is such a big chelik of Yiddishkeit. To make a strong effort, I know sometimes we have cheshbein estam, certain simchas, that you go, don't be in stupid places. Amol, a person knows, Rav Elia Lapian once yelled at a bachar. He went to a chasna that was mixed dancing, it was shver zachen. So Rav Elia yelled at the bachar said, it doesn't affect me. So Rav Elia Lapian, who had Ruach HaKadosh, was a, Rav Elia Lapian said, I'm blind in one eye. I'm an old man. I barely can see, and it affects me. Don't say it doesn't affect you. To be around Chacham, around intelligent places. Not to go, sometimes I think this is a massive part of Yiddishkeit. To be in the right place, and to keep a cheshbon in mind, to track before, is that place a danger zone? It's a danger zone, it's not a base Val Chacham. To be a base Chacham, to make sure your environment is always a place Chachamim are, an intelligent place. Not to go to unintelligent. Bacham tell me they're going to Florida. Habachistan, the king, Azash Chigoyan. A guy sounds like he's an old man. Beis Hashem, nothing wrong with being old, but a person's, you know, the cold weather's getting to him. Chas Hashem, I could hear a person needs the warmth for his health. Bach is an old man. What is he running? The warm weather? It's not, he wants to play a certain sport. Today they have indoor rent a gym somewhere. What's he running? What's he saying about him? So it's cool. He wants to see a priest stick a girl. It's Atzayetze. Say it straight. We can delude ourselves and this and that. It's Atzayetze. Why is he going to such a place? One of the reasons I mentioned last year, one of the reasons, the Minigan Kleisot learned Ovisnas, Avud Raham.
the Talmud of the Torah. One of the reasons we learn Avos now is as the weather gets warm, there's more Yetzirah in the world, so you have to learn more Musar. One of the reasons brought to learn. So this Bachar mid-winter, he's running to Florida. Where is he? Who lies there? Where are you running? Yeah, I'm talking guys visiting some Vesachnish. Go to smart places. Be smart. Make the environment. Why is he going to a place that's it's not a winning place? It's not a winning environment. It's not a winning chevra. Tracht and go to the right place. So it's a big chelik of Yiddishkeit. You're based on Beisval Chacham. The next Mishnah says, Mishnah Hey. Yaisi ben Yechanan Ishu Shalayim Oini Yebeischa Pesuach L'Ravacha. Now I admit, there's two types of shatim you have in Torah. There's sometimes you're learning a Pasuk Chumash, a Mishnah, and Aves, and because you learn something in a Mishnah, so it teaches you how to act in life. So you learn something in a Mishnah, and you see something, and it awakens you to change your actions. There are other times, based on your experiences, you learn Pshat in a Mishnah. There's two ways to happen. My wife and I, the next Mishnah, the Pshat, I'm telling you, I think it's gorgeous Pshat. But this Pshat, I don't think I said it over last time, but this Pshat is born out of an experience that my wife and I had. We used to, whenever we went to a certain person at Israel's house, we went calmly to. My wife and I used to go calmly to a certain house in Israel. And we went there, we were in Shtoymi from Nachmas Azarchim. And we were very impressed with is sometimes people that certainly Yidden are Machnis Yarchim, they have Ramis Yankiv, with children of the Aves, we have the Midav Achlas Yarchim. But sometimes we get all over the person. We're a big Midav Achlas Yarchim we saw in this family was you felt so comfortable, there was so much space. It felt like their house was so big that your Pasha weren't all over you. After time, you felt so comfortable that you could just walk around, open the fridge. It was almost like you expected them to ask you for something. So it was your home, you were very free and easy there. Come in when you want, go ahead. They weren't all over you. It felt very loose, very comfortable. Like it felt like a big house. You had your privacy. They weren't all over you. We were in a shtoyuf nachmas tzarchim. How comfortable they made you feel there. They said, I can't, it's your house. I can't make some at home. Not all over, sometimes even too much in there to give space. So I thought that's pshat in the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says your house should be wide. Yibeischa b'suach l'rvacha. Make your house wide open. Make it a spacious place. Give room. My wife and I always dreamed of trying such a plan of achnas esarich that people feel comfortable. Easy. B'suach l'rvacha. That's what I see in the Mishnah. Let it be a wide open house. Yeah. The next words I have a drush. It's not pashup shat. But the idea is really important, and at worst it's a way of remembering it, but every word of Torah has many pshatim. Listen to this next pshat. The idea is that many marmakayim is this idea, but I'm going to pin it on this Mishnah. The Mishnah says, V'yiyu aniyim b'nei v'secha. Pashat pshat is aniyim should be welcome into your house. Now the pashat idea says your house should be opened wide. This is a common thing in America. People feel they're nice. This is not the drush. This is pashpsha. People feel they're nice if they're nice to their friends. People feel they're nice. They're nice to their friends. They have guests. So every week they have the most popular, cool guys. And they feel, I'm such a nice guy. I'm such a nice guy. Look, I have guests every week. And they have my house so wide open. That's the Mishnah reminds you of Yanim Levi Secha. Make sure also in all your chesed, it's to those you don't naturally incline to do it. That's true chesed. Now if you do chesed to those you're not inclined, then you get schar, even the ones you do and you're inclined get rizig schar. But the ikar of chesed is to do it even when you're not naturally inclined. So you certainly should have your friends over and invite them often. You're based on b'suach l'vacha. But v'yi anir b'nei b'secha. Make sure also amongst that wide open is people you're not so, it's not the most comfortable having necessarily. Yeah, aniyim amongst them, let it be aniyim also. People you're not, maybe they're very needy, maybe they're people who haven't showered in a long time. Or in some cases, some, you don't have a natural, that's the aniyim, it's pashup shot. It's a very crucial thing. Very, very crucial midah about chesed. We pride ourselves in Americans, certainly we're a Medina shel chesed, and we pride ourselves with nice people. Make sure our nicest extends, a guy's not my type. People say, he's not my kind. Yeah, that's the Mishnah saying. Mom's just talking to you. If we all do this, we say he's not so much my type. It's true, Rebbe. This is Maybe more Trevain than anybody else. Amol, the Rebbe works, the coolest guy in the Shir, the guy who's all hip and everything. Yanim b'nei v'secha. Make sure also that he's also not, he's not your type. I'll say, Yanim b'nei v'secha. Make sure the one who's not, you don't have an actual, just, he's also Yanim b'nei v'secha. That's one pshat. But another v'derech drush, not v'derech pshat, but the idea is v'derech pshat. Just in this Mishnah's drush. The second idea is people sometimes, this is my picture of a house. Sometimes, unfortunately, a house not at its best, not a shining example. A man screaming, Rahman was screaming at his wife, or at his kids, Rahman, what do you do with maybe in an orphan, at his wife, at his kids, there's a stress in the house. All of a sudden, a guest comes in. He says, Sam, you know, the not from guest comes. He smiles, Sam, come into the house. And, and then the second Sam leaves, after screaming and yelling, that a person has to remember that the chesed to those that are near him also, those that it's that he's comfortable with, those he doesn't have to prove anything to, those that fakir it's hard to prove anything to. So the drush in the Mishnah is yaniyim b'nei beisecha. Let the b'nei bayis be aniyim also. Treat the b'nei bayis as needy people also. Treat his mishpacha as needy people also. Sometimes the tendency to do chesed, his house is pesuach levracha, certainly the house is wide open, people can come in. Make sure your house, your household, your wife and kids are also aniyim. Make sure they're also amongst this needy. He has this wide open house that he's allowing people to come in. Make sure amongst all these multitude of peoples, amongst all these masses, that perhaps the most needy ones, the aniyim, the ones who most need you, is b'nei beisecha, is his household. So if it's drush in the pshat of the Mishnah, but the idea is not drush. The idea is to do chesed, certainly based on the Surah Levacha. But to keep in mind that this is a big, that this is perhaps the one that's more mutl on you is a bigger chiyuv on a person. These are mutl on you, his wife, his kids, to put tremendous, tremendous efforts that people can make care of communities and cities. There's a Rav, there was a Rav, I should tell, he wrote a tshuva, maybe I won't say his name, he wrote a tshuva sefer that's learned all over Klaiso, B'chol Tfutz Yisrael. Learn his tshuva svarim. All over Klaiso learned his tshuva svarim. And he was a rav, a tremendous rav, a beloved, beloved, beloved rav. Beloved rav, a goyim, a tzaddik, beautiful person, Balmidas. And this rav's wife and kids went off the derech. His wife went off the derech and took the kids off the derech. And he got up in shul, and he clapped in shul, and he said, I quit. If I can't be mechanech my wife and kids, I'm not ready to leave the tzibur, and he quit. Took weeks. I think the end is they got him back. But he quit. He said, if I can't be mechanech my wife and kids. This Yid Chat that is first, with all the big things he's doing in this world, his ikar is his mishpacha. I always say over that about Avram Avinu. Avram was mekarev multitudes of people, masses. But Hashem says, why do I love Avram Avinu? With all the care of the massive projects and the big movement that he made, but ki yadatav, you know why I love him? L'man ashiyitzad es banav es bedeis sayachrav. Because he was mechanech his mishpacha. With all the big ideals, and one should have big ideals, certainly. But the reason Hashem says I loved Avram, he's Avram Ahuvi, is because of what he did to his mishpacha. Not to forget his mishpacha. Not to forget to be... to be good to his mishpacha, to take care of his mishpacha, to focus in on his mishpacha. They say a maisa. They say it happened with the Talmud of Rav Aaron. Rav Aaron, Shnei, it was a maisa in Lakewood. Rav Aaron Cutler, the Shiva of Lakewood. Shnei, I'm not Burr. I've heard over the maisa. I can't say I checked out. But either way, the point is the same point. That a younger man, the Shiva noticed that he wasn't davening in the Shiva. So the Shiva said to him, where are you? You're not davening yeshiva. Where are you? So he said that I take care. There's a lady who has seven kids, who's stuck with seven. Pasha is at home with seven kids. It's overwhelming on her. And I help take care of her seven kids. So I push the daven at a different minyan. The yeshiva ever said, I hear. Vaisa, you're helping an almana take care of seven kids. He said, it's not an almana, it's my wife. This same idea that. This idea not to forget, in all his concern, his massive concern, and it's kedai to have such a concern. But in his concern for all others, to be careful that his mishpach is well taken care of.